Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Antoine Terrell in the house.
Yes,
Antoine
yes.
Antoine is here.
Yes.
Good morning.
I am here. Good morning, everybody.
Finally, he's here. Everybody keeps saying, where's the new guy?
It's like we heard him once or twice now, but where did he go? You hired him, right? But he is here now.
Did you get rid of him already?
No!
Here he is!
I got hired, fired, rehired, mm-hmm. So now I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. He's finally here for his first day
Super excited. Yes.
In the house.
Day one.
The most important day of them all. And man, I'm tired today, Monica. I'm just exhausted. I'm already. I'm like, I don't even want to.
What happened?
I don't know.
What'd you do? Was it the weekend?
No.
No, you just woke up tired.
I just did. I don't know why.
What the heck?
Yes, I understand. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. It had nothing to do with that.
No, I think you had a pretty chill St. Patty's Day weekend, right?
I did.
So what is it?
I don't know. I really don't. If I knew, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
But still.
You know, Antoine, I almost said this to you before we got on the show, before Monica got here. I was going to say, you know what? I'm going to go on the show and I'm going to tell everyone, man, I just feel really tired tonight. I don't know why. And the first question Monica will ask is, what'd you do?
Well, that's
that was the first question.
But that's a question. Like, what happened? What made you so tired?
Well, I know, but if I knew, I would declare. I would say, man, I drank too much.
Well,
boy, am I
tired. Well, some people say it's the kids, or maybe it's work, or whatever's going on in their life. That's why it's a legit question.
Well, it's Antoine. That's what it is.
I sucked the energy out already this morning.
Yes, but it's for to give to the people. That's what it is.
Yes, I'm taking energy, bottling it up, and then I'm giving it back out.
Yep, so Antoine was part of the great Morning Thang search that you may remember that was going on here at the beginning of the year. We were looking for that next great member. We found him. We were looking for him, her, it, whatever, but it ended up being a dude, and that dude is you. So welcome to the show, finally.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
You, Antoine comes to us from the Blue Ridge Autism and Achievement Center. That's where your previous job was. So
shout out to all of them.
Exactly. And you were finishing out your stuff there. You were taking care of your business, which you had to do. So that's why we were patiently waiting.
And I appreciate your patience. And so today, and just want to say I miss all of it because I know they're listening right now. Mm-hmm. I miss all you guys already.
Aw. You'll be back there, don't you worry. No, kidding. You can't have him. He's ours now. Too bad. So it's great seeing everybody at the parade over the weekend. We'll get into all of that. Monica Brooks had a huge sleepover at her house.
Sure did.
For a birthday party. Not hers.
No, for Ava's.
Imagine if adults still did things like that. Had a big sleepover.
I think some people do. Some of my girlfriends still do have like a big party.
Well, yeah, they're called swingers, Monica. That's exactly what it is.
But you get your girlfriends together and just drink wine, talk.
Well, I know, but do you sleep over?
Yeah, why not?
Like if you already live locally?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say why not, but do you? No.
Have I ever? No. No, but I'm down for like a sleepover.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, good morning, all. If you want to have Monica sleep over your house, she's available.
Sleepover.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
I'll tell you what's going on. Zongs and online, if I said it right. Zong is Z-H-O-N-G and.
Zongzan?
Zongzan.
Okay.
Online. So they're an insurance agency, and what they're doing is they're helping people that want to have organic chicken, cage-free chicken.
Okay.
Really understand and follow the life of the chicken that's on their plate.
Okay.
Yeah, because people want to know that their chicken, they're eating well. That they're happy.
They do?
Yeah, I guess. Because this is started in China, and they said some of the farms have already started with this program where they put a GPS on their chicken. You are assigned a chicken, and you get to follow that life of the chicken up until it reaches your plate.
From hatching on.
Yes.
Would you
want to follow your chicken's life?
No, I tell you what, that is a lot of advanced planning for a meal. I mean, you have to buy this chicken. What is this, months in advance?
I know, but right now it's in China. They said that they're going to have 2,500 farms by this year.
And so you follow the life of your chicken, and eventually it becomes your chicken.
But people are so serious. They want to know that the chicken is eating well, eating what it's supposed to eat, that it's organic, cage-free, living a good life, exercising.
Okay.
So you get to follow the steps.
Again, this seems like a lot of work for one meal.
I know. It's
one meal.
But it better be good.
One meal. Do they name the chicken?
I don't think you want to name it. I don't think you would want to, because then your attachment, if it's going to be on your plate, you'd be like, oh, man, Luke.
I'm already attached to it. I've spent every day figuring out what my chicken's been doing. It needs a name.
I don't want to know my chicken that deeply.
I want to go to the store and maybe have it say things, all those fancy words like non-GMO, no biotic whatevers. You know, I'm good with that.
But the folks that are really hardcore that want to understand their food and know that the food is really healthy, you know, like you hear these stories about, okay, they're abusive to the animals and stuff like that, terrible stories.
Well, you certainly don't want that.
You don't want that, but they want to know that the chicken really is.
Well, now you really want to check up. I mean,
you
good Lord, you're going to look online and be like, okay, hey. We are eating Clarence 6 months and 7 days from night right now. You get him out there and get him some exercise.
I would feel bad. I would feel bad once the chicken reaches the plate after all that.
Exactly. Like, you like, it's family.
I wouldn't understand certain things about it, too, where, you know, they say, oh, you can watch your chicken get exercise. Is that a good thing for my meal later, or is that a bad thing?
No, I have no idea.
Clarence is looking a little lean and sinewy.
Clarence.
Yes. I would like Clarence to maybe be a little
fatter. Clarence, your chicken.
Clarence, my chicken. Clarence, my meal in July.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord, you have to meal plan for about a year. You have to sit down and say, okay, well, we've got to buy a pig, and we're going to eat that pig 7 Thursdays from now.
The strangest thing, but people are paying for it. Mm.
Boy, people will pay for anything.
Anything.
Anything at all. Except for this show. It's free.
Oh, you said
if we charge, like, I can't afford it.
We'll be Clarence, your
chicken. Yep, we'll be Clarence. We are Clarence.
Yeah.
Good Lord, sometimes when we are doing live video, I feel like Clarence the chicken. But boy, you guys should get up and move around. Leave me alone. I'm not your meal yet, man. I know, we're being tracked. We're being watched all the time. That is a diamond of the day right there. Morning thing. Monica, Zach, and Antoine in the house finally. Yay. Clap a little bit more. The clapping wakes me up too. So
you gotta clap your forehead.
I am. Let's see. Lori texts in to 52353. Welcome, Antoine.
Thank you, Lori.
One spelling of the name Antoine. Then we have Samantha in Troutville that says, welcome, Antoine. Or Antoine, however it's spelled. Welcome. So yeah, there's three different spellings right now. A-N-T-W-O-N, okay. A-N-T-W-A-I-N.
All right.
And the correct way, A-N-T-O-I-N.
She was trying all of them, so she got it.
There you go.
So already it's too difficult for people, so it's going to have to be Monica, Zach, and Tony. Hello, Tony!
My name is changed. It's not even 6:30 yet.
You'll be Tony. You could do a show with Clarence the Chicken. It'll work out perfect. We're talking about getting to know your chicken, so we've named ours Clarence. Somebody texts in, you're going to want to save Clarence and own them as a pet at the end of all this.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else giving a heads up that they're going to pass the Tyson's chicken plant in about 2.5 hours on their drive. So they're going to send us some pictures of Clarence.
Okay.
There.
We're going to find our Clarence.
For cheap.
Yeah.
Exactly. Monica Brooks has a St. Patrick's Day baby in her house.
I do. So that means that St. Patty's Day, she turned 11.
Yeah.
So that means that it's her weekend and it's a kid weekend.
She's going to have the most popular birthday when she grows up.
Yes, when she is.
Hits 21.
Her birthday weekend's going to be insane.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what's going to happen already on her 21st birthday, Antoine, is lame old mama's going to try to get out there and be like, look, kids, I'm still cool also.
And I'm going to hang with her her 21st, yes.
Yeah.
In the morning, she'll send you away.
Yeah,
exactly.
That is probably right there.
So like, we can have a lunch. That's
but right now, she can't.
So you had a sleepover Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday night. So some of the parents, they were happy because they were like, oh, we'll drop your kids, off with you.
Because it was a sleepover where they got to be kid-free on St. Patrick's Day Saturday. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
So they look forward to Ava's birthday party.
They like Ava's birthday, too.
She gets the best present.
How many kids for this 11-year-old birthday
Six
party?
Six total.
Okay.
So it wasn't terrible, you know. It was a decent amount of kids.
That is the amount where it's a lot, but not completely insane.
Yeah.
But a lot.
It got a little crazy there for a moment because the age range, I mean, it's, you know, 7 to 11.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're going crazy. There's drama, girl drama. And, you know, you think back to when you're kids, everything upsets you. Like, they were talking about Ava's cake. Ava has, she turned 11. So there's two number ones on the cake.
All right.
And they said, Ava, you're actually 2. That's 1+1. Oh, and that started the drama right there. And Ava's like, what?
I'm not two.
Like, I mean, it was listening to the little fights that would come out, the pettiness that would come from the kids.
Oh, they have the dumbest, most petty fights.
Yeah. And then the next moment, they're hugging. Oh, let's do each other's makeup. And they're like, oh my gosh, she did my eyeliner wrong on one eye. And then someone's upset again. So it was a lot of that this weekend.
So lots of tears.
Yes.
Little bit of this, little bit. I know the girl drama is insane. I mean, see, Antoine, you don't have children, so you don't, this is new to you.
But I'm thinking about like when I used to have sleepovers as a kid, mm-hmm. I feel like a girl's sleepover would be so much more difficult for a parent than a boy's sleepover. Because all we did was play video games and wrestle. That's
yeah,
all we did.
But that is kind of true.
And have pizza, mm-hmm. and that was it.
Yeah, because I've had my nephews before, and I kept 7 or 8 of my nephews. And Jared was like, he said the boys were so much easier. They were just playing. They, you know, they'll fall down, yeah. jump back up. But the girls, they were like, they started to cry.
There's emotional drama is what it is. Though eventually, and it was the last sleepover I ever had as a child. I remember it well because it ended in insanity at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-oh.
I think I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
Or 11 or 12, something like that. And I had this sleepover and I had all my friends come over. 6, 7, 8 of them. I don't know what it was. And it was just a nightmare. Because you were at that age as boys where it was, whoever falls asleep first, we're going to pee on him and kill him and punch him in the face and make him drink his own poop and everything.
Oh, God.
Well, it wasn't that dramatic.
My friends are horrible. So, you know, there was that. So I'm already terrified to go to sleep. I'm like, I'm afraid of my own home. And then there was a pillow fight that was organized by everyone. And the rules were, it was last man standing. So you were to hit each other as hard as you possibly could with the goal of knocking the person on the ground, and then they were out.
So anything to make your parents just like...
death, yes.
Yeah, paranoid and so, like, oh gosh.
What ended
doctor.
Up happening is one of my friends who was a little cuckoo, he got hit with a pillow a few times too many and decided he was furious. So he flipped out and he started screaming and he starts jumping on another child and trying basically kill him and bite him and whatever was going on. And my mother comes down. And it was also the last time I've ever seen my mother call a bunch of 12-year-olds the F word, because that's
what she had had it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She had had it.
Last
party.
There was no drama at any of my sleepovers, and I had a lot of sleepovers.
Well,
no
there was,
drama.
There was no drama in any of mine until the last
until that one.
That's how it works. And you can actually see, man, if I could find the pictures, it is hilarious, because there is my 12-year-old birthday party, and there's a picture, and it's me and this roving gang of boys. And then there's a picture of my 13-year-old birthday party, and it's me and two friends sitting at a table blowing out candles. Aww. I mean, it was like, I am never doing this again.
Last.
And it's also fun because my sleepovers was never a birthday party. My mother wouldn't do both, because if she had to deal with kids all day, then they had to go home.
Right, exactly.
After a couple of hours.
So, Well, it saved her from using the F word.
Yes.
So that's
you are listening to the hottest morning show. You're hearing Monica.
You can see in my face that I needed help with something.
Zach.
Y'all never understand my genius until I'm dead.
And Antoine.
Letting you know that I can be handsome multiple ways.
The K92 Morning Thang.
Hey, that's you.
Yeah.
That was me.
That was you saying things.
That was me, guys.
You say things here now.
I have a big smile on my face once I heard me. I didn't know. I was sitting there. I was like, is he going to say Antoine? Is she going to say Antoine? Yes.
Feels good.
I wasn't even paying attention to say Antoine. Oh, hey, we got things to say
like
Antoine
it.
On him now. Look at that. Nice. Thang in the house. Monica, Zach, Antoine, Terrell. His unveiling was at the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown Roanoke on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Weather was beautiful for everybody except us.
Everybody.
It was funny. I had to laugh at it, though, because we were in a shaded area, and it was so chilly with the wind blowing through.
Yeah.
And I froze. My fingertips just started to fall off just a little bit.
Monica is really good at not listening to me. And I said, Monica, make sure you bring gloves, because I know we're going to be in the shade. That's what's going to happen. It gets windy downtown. It's cold in the morning anyway. Wear gloves. So what does she do? Not wear gloves.
I showed up and I'm like, oh, gosh, I didn't bring my gloves.
And by the end of the parade, because we're, you know, we have microphones and we're talking and emceeing the parade, Monica couldn't even grip her frostbitten hand around the microphone. So she
was
holding
struggle.
It with both hands and leaning it up against her face.
Going, I kind of had to cradle it.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. And then right at the end of the parade, the sun comes out.
It did.
And it was
a bitter joke. It was very rude.
Yep. Antoine also, he's going to fit right in around here. He didn't listen to me because he didn't bring gloves either.
I did not bring gloves. But luckily, I had a friend who brought me gloves.
Yes.
Because she was also judging, so she went and brought me some gloves.
That was very nice of her to do that for you. And it was very nice of Downtown Roanoke to let us be there yet again.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Lots of great floats and parade-y things going on.
Yes.
Merriment. Mm-hmm. When things get crazy is after the parade.
Yeah, the parade is the start, is the kickoff to the party weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are plenty of people like, Zach, you coming out?
Nope.
I'll see you later. I'm going home. I'm good. That was the irony of me. I had a shirt on that says, drinks well with others, and then I went home by myself. For the whole day.
You didn't drink with anybody.
Yep. Drinks well with silence.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the Scoopla.
Thang in the house. Antoine's a big March Madness person.
I am.
I am not. Monica doesn't care about sports at all. But we are going to have a bracket battle.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with basketball. It's my bracket versus your bracket.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'll explain at 7:30.
Okay.
You can have your little basketball game. I guess Antoine's setting up something on ESPN or whatever, so people want to participate in that.
Yes, so I set up a bracket.
Yeah. Well, I set up a better bracket.
I did.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what your bracket is. How do we know
7:30. It's better. I know it is.
Great reveal.
Monica's going to agree with me. I can tell you that much. 7:30 for the big bracket battle. K92 Morning Thang. The skills and superpowers we want and what we'd be willing to pay for them. So they did some sort of survey, and they did superhero stuff, and then they did regular life skill things, and what would you be willing to pay? What I'm learning is people are cheap, man. Y'all are crazy. I mean, it says here, for the superpowers, the number one choice was healing or regeneration, sort of like Wolverine.
Yeah.
And people would be willing to pay $143,000 for that.
$143,000.
Like, to be able to heal yourself and regenerate.
It's like basically living forever.
Right. Yeah. I think I'd pay slightly more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Bending time. Well, I'll only pay $128,000 to be able to bend time. This is why we're always broke, because we don't invest in ourselves. What's wrong with, if you could bend time, dude, you're going to make more than $128,000.
You'll make all that money back.
You know, all the lottery numbers and you'll be able to play.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. The gift of flight, $100,000. That's it.
Low.
That's all we're willing to pay. Super. Move stuff with your mind. $98,000. That's all.
Like, I got hands. I'll be fine.
Well, you also have to look at it, like, you have to think about the powers that will make you money back. Like, flight, I don't think will make you money back.
You save on air travel.
Yeah, but is somebody traveling to where they're spending six figures?
Yeah, well.
Well, I guess you could. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, you wouldn't need a car either.
No.
So that would save you money.
Save money on gas.
Though I imagine it would, you know, this time of year, it's still a little chilly in the morning. If you have to fly to work, that's cold.
Like,
it's cold in the sky.
Yeah. And does it make you sweaty? Sort of like riding your bike to work makes
you
sweaty?
Yeah, that's the case. You don't want that.
No, I don't want to fly. I'm good. Here's some real life skills. The number one answer was to be good in the mashing of potatoes, to be better at it.
Are we serious?
We're willing to pay $8,000 for that, though.
Are we serious right now?
Yes, we are.
Someone said that I'll pay $8,000. Just, you know, give me that talent.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But again, to be more athletic, which would make you money in theory.
Yes.
$5,900. That's it.
That is low. To have that talent. You know,
like, man, I don't know. Going to the NFL, it seems like a lot of work. I hate working on Sundays. Forget it. $5,900. That's all I'm going to do.
Antoine, you're a superhero guy.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
And your favorite superhero, I feel like I've asked you this question, so I'm going to try to remember.
Okay.
Is Spider-Man.
You would be wrong.
Okay, good, because me and Monica don't like Spider-Man. We think he's the worst.
And I'm glad I didn't wear that t-shirt today. It was Batman. Batman is my favorite superhero.
All right, you like Batman,
yes.
Which is cool. And Batman's interesting because he's a lot of people's favorite, so he doesn't even really have superpower.
No.
And that's why he's our, like, we gravitate towards him, because he's a regular person. He's just a billionaire.
So like
he's
the possibility a regular billionaire. That you could be the Dark Knight. Like,
exactly.
Everyone feels like, oh, I'm closer to being the Dark Knight.
And I guess that's what he said. That's how you become a billionaire, is you refuse to spend $98,000 on being able to fly. You know, that's exactly what it is. So what would your superpower be, though?
I think my superpower would either be invisibility.
Yeah.
Or super speed, because I can make money with super speed.
Okay.
Like Flash.
Like I can be, exactly. But I can temper the speed to where, like, I'm Usain Bolt.
Okay.
People don't know that I'm actually going slower.
Invisibility, I'd be a big fan. I try to do it anyway. Like I said, St. Patrick's Day, I'm like, I'm going to be invisible. I'm going home. I did that for free. Hanging all by yourself. Nobody else. Sometimes you just like to do things by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I learned, Antoine, is you're a go to the movies by yourself person. Is that correct?
You remembered.
I did remember.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I thought you liked Spider-Man. I screwed that one up, but yes, I remembered something.
You brought it back around. Good. Yes, I love going to the movies by myself.
Okay.
You're
a movie by yourself mm-hmm. person too? So go to the movie theater by yourself.
Right. Yes.
I don't think I've ever done that.
Ever? I'm shocked.
I do it often.
Yeah.
Because then you can go whenever. Like mm-hmm.
It's kind of relaxing.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no pressure. You just go sit down, get your popcorn.
I've never felt pressure when I'm at the movies anyway.
Yeah, I don't agree with
kids,
that.
I feel like you always have to monitor what they're doing. Oh, somebody has to go to the bathroom. Yeah,
kids is a
stuff.
Totally different story.
Yeah.
Everything is better without children. I mean, that's...
No, it's an easier experience.
Yeah.
Going to a movie by yourself.
Yeah.
But I've always gone either, you know, with my wife or mm-hmm. friends or whatever. And it makes sense that really a movie seems like it's almost stupid that we go to the movies with people, because when you get there, you're supposed to not talk to anybody anyway.
Right.
So you really should be by yourself.
The only reason you want to go to a movie with somebody else is during the previews. So you can do the thumb up, thumb to the side, or thumb down for all of the mm-hmm. future movies that you may see.
Okay.
That's really the only purpose of having somebody else with you.
You're kind of saying, yes, I'm going to do that. No, I'm not going to watch
exactly.
that one. Yeah. Kelsey and Giles, she likes movies alone. She says no one's there to interrupt you for snacks or drinks or bathroom breaks. And it's a good time to de-stress and relax.
Uh-huh.
Here's somebody else. I like being able to work by myself in the morning. I think it's one of those ones where you like to get to work before anybody else sort of have your thing going on.
Wake up.
All right. Coffee.
So I'll tell you the thing that I like to do alone, and then but you're not allowed to judge me because it's going to sound terrible when I tell you what it is.
All right.
But Monica, yours first. What's yours?
Well, you know, I like to eat alone. I like my ice cream alone.
Right.
I like to be in my own room, my own space.
Now, Antoine, are you aware of this, that Monica has to eat her ice cream by herself?
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that there's a lot of fart particles and stuff in the air, and it makes the ice cream melt faster. So I feel that way. I feel strongly that it does. Like the air created by people makes my ice cream melt. I like my ice cream really hard. So I like to eat it alone.
Do you come to these conclusions by yourself? Did you read something that made you?
I'm going to take it to Tech, Virginia Tech. Okay. I'm going to take it over to them and say, hey, do a study on the ice cream and farts in the air and how it makes the ice cream melt.
Okay. No. I don't know. That feels like a community college study. I'm just saying. I don't know.
But
my paper on ice cream and fart clouds.
That's crazy.
By little Timmy. Okay. Now you can't judge me.
All right.
I kind of enjoy drinking alone.
And
not in the sad alcoholic, hate my life sort of way.
But you
way.
Make a nice fancy drink and
yes.
you just sit back, watch some Netflix and actually just chill.
Why? Why by yourself though?
I don't know. I just enjoy the relaxation and the chilling. I mean, it was Saturday. We did the parade downtown mm-hmm. Roanoke at St. Patrick's Day. People are nuts. And everyone's like, you going out? You going out? I said, no, I'm going home. And my wife and kids were out of town. And I just sat there by the fire by myself.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Enjoying. Even though I had a shirt on that said drinks well with others. And I'm thinking, this is the most hypocritical shirt ever right here.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not judging you for that. I mean, it's okay.
Because I know it sounds so
kinda,
bad.
I think it's actually pretty normal for people to have a day. You get a drink. You make yourself have a glass of champagne or mm-hmm. something and sit back.
But
are you
getting relax. Wasted? That's where the line. I think that's where the judgment
that's
comes
none
in.
Of your business.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Roanoke.
K92 morning thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine in the house. Are you suffering this morning?
Suffering?
Are you afflicted by the disease, Monica?
What?
Do you have March Madness? No, you
I
do
don't.
Not. No!
No. But it has started in my house with Jared.
Your husband does enjoy the March Madness.
He does love some basketball.
Good man.
Mm-hmm, he's all about it.
Going to do his little bracket.
Yep. He'll do my brackets.
Okay.
Yep. That's usually how it works.
I want to cut you right there, Zach. I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't appreciate.
That's Antoine, everybody. Hi.
Is he going to do his little bracket?
Yes, his little bracket.
His little bracket. There is never a time where the adjective little is used
mm-hmm.
that's not condescending.
But this is a time where I was intending for it to be slightly condescending. So Antoine's a big fan of his little bracket. He really loves it. So he's going to put together a little K92 morning thang bracket thingy.
On ESPN.com.
Okay. Yes, I've heard of them. They do sports.
See, Jared would be all about it.
See? Yeah. Tell them to join.
It'll be all about it. I can't watch basketball because I can't listen to the sound of the shoes squeaking.
The squeaking, yeah. I understand.
So much squeaking going on, and that's all I hear. It's kind of like when kids chew. It bothers me so much, and then the sounds of the shoes. I'm like, oh, my gosh, just squeak, 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 squeak.
Yeah,
like, oh,
so
no.
Squeaky. You're right, and it never really bothered me until she pointed it out, and now I can't take it either. I'm not a basketball fan. I couldn't tell you a single number one seed in this tournament. I have no idea
Duke.
Right now. Is Duke one of them? Probably not.
Virginia.
Duke is the number one seed.
Oh, they are the number one seed.
I know, and I didn't mean to know that. Dang it.
And Virginia, is the number two number one seed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is all very exciting for these little brackets. I mean, so I've come up with a better bracket. My bracket's better. I'm telling you right now.
We'll see.
If you're so sick of all these little brackets... I am bringing you the big bracket at 7:30. So we're going to have a bracket showdown. Mine's better. Antoine's is his.
We're going to hear the two brackets.
Exactly. Monica, you're going to like my bracket better. So we're going to do that at 7:30. Man, let's be realistic here. These basketball brackets, they're stupid. Okay? Everybody, we get all excited right now. We feel it out. I'm going to win. No, you're not. Cheryl in HR is going to win, and she don't know anything about basketball. And your bracket, Wednesday, my bracket's busted. Like, it's over already.
That is how that happens.
Yeah. It is the most ridiculous moment of hope in your life that you have no... You have no chance. None.
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending. Top three. Number three.
We must get to the trending. And these are updates on three different things we've talked about.
Okay.
The first one has to do with cheese. Do you remember, Monica, there was a story where they were going to do a study to find out which kind of music would make cheese taste better?
I vaguely remember that, yes.
So they were going to, Antoine, you know, because they age cheese, so they took these wheels of cheese, the big wheels, and they sort of, you know, you play music for a plant. They use the same theory. We'll play music for this cheese. So they played cheese. They played Mozart for one wheel of cheese, a very classy pinkies up wheel of cheese. Somebody else got Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else got techno music, you know, so on and so on. So do you have a guess as to the music that made the cheese taste the best? Because then everyone did a taste test at the end and they found out which cheese tasted the best.
I'm going with techno.
Okay.
The vibration.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And all that.
That makes sense. That does make sense.
Yeah.
The vibrations does something to it.
Monica?
To the cheese.
What do you think?
It's Lil Wayne.
Okay.
No,
Lil
sure.
Wayne?
Yeah.
No. No, it was not. It was far and away 90s hip hop for some reason.
Oh, it was kind of close. Check the beat.
There's something about this beat right here. It was Tribe Called Quest, which is this band right here. They're just like this.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
Cheese, cheese, cheese. Yeah, so
cheese
that was
like,
it.
That's a good tune right there.
By far. I don't know what it was. The cheese really enjoyed.
What kind of cheese was it? Was it a
wheel? Just wheel. I have cheese. A wheel of cheese.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
All right, I was just wondering.
Next!
Number two.
No further questions. Thank you. Next up, Monica's, quite possibly, I believe, your least favorite story of your entire career at K92.
Okay.
April the giraffe.
Oh, God.
See?
Yeah, that giraffe. Pregnant forever.
The Facebook Live giraffe, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody's like, oh, we got to watch the giraffe. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Well, the giraffe had another baby over the weekend, and we didn't care this time. So just a heads up.
Okay, good.
April
Congrats.
The giraffe, and they did live stream it.
Mm.
So 1.2 million people watched April back in the day.
Yep.
Give birth to Tajiri.
Mm-hmm.
This time, I don't have number two. I have no idea. I don't know.
We didn't pay attention.
No, it was over the weekend. It was live streamed again, but we did not. So, yeah, there's a heads up. That giraffe was pregnant again.
Number one
was the guy who said he's going to drink nothing but beer for all of Lent.
Mm-hmm.
Antoine, he gave up everything for Lent except beer.
For 40 days.
Yeah, so for 40 days or whatever it is, 49 or 46.
46
days. He would only drink an assortment of beers. I guess it's what monks used to do back in the day. They'd go on a beer fast, and that's all they would have was this beer. Monica, the update so far. So this was March 6th is when he started. He has lost 15 and a half pounds on his little thing here.
Well, dang.
Yeah.
He's just having a beer and no food, no
substance.
Yeah,
no food will make you lose weight fast. Yeah, he's lost 15 and a half pounds.
Okay.
Which he didn't necessarily expect to be losing that much weight so fast, but he's pointing out. So he gets up, He does have coffee, black coffee.
Okay.
No
okay.
sweetener or anything, but he has black coffee. He has water. And then he says he has 2 to 5 beers a day.
All right.
And that's
his diet plan.
Mm-hmm. Wow. He says, I feel amazing. I feel like this mental fog has been lifted. Day 2 and 3 were awful, but after that, it's been great.
All right. Well, good for him. For him.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm on a hard no on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I always wonder, anytime someone does something really ridiculous and they say the same thing, I've never felt better. And I always think to myself, you are trying to convince yourself. It's anytime someone says, I don't even miss bread. That is a lie.
Mm-hmm. You do.
You miss bread.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody asked you and you're already talking about how you don't miss bread, which means you miss bread because you're thinking about it all the time.
Answering an unasked question.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I just want to let you know I don't miss bread. Don't think about it at all. Don't ever think about bread. I don't miss bread at all. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Don't worry about bread. No to me. No on the bread.
Strong mom shout out. Strong mom shout out.
Monday is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Here on the K92 Morning Thang, we honor the strong moms of the listening area. You want to nominate yours or one that you know, go to K92Radio.com. And we will shout them out on Mondays, and somebody wins a big old prize.
Show mama some love.
Exactly. So let's show mama some love, Monica. What do you got?
Shout out to Pamela Thompson and Bedford from her daughter, Anna.
Pamela.
Pamela has raised 7 children while working 40 hours a week. She's now a grandma to 8 grandchildren. And even when she's struggling, she remains strong for everyone else. Anna says, my mom has become my best friend, and I don't know where I would be without her.
Right.
That's Pamela Thompson.
Pamela in the house. Let's shout out Sarah Wright in Lynchburg. What's up, Sarah?
Sarah.
This is from her daughter, Hannah. So Hannah has type 1 diabetes, and she says, I am so grateful for how well my mom takes care of me. So apparently, every night, Sarah stays up until midnight to make sure that Hannah's insulin is working right. And she wakes up at 2 a.m. to check her blood sugar. And then she'll wake up a bunch of times after that, see if it's high or low, if something's going on. And then wakes up at 5 a.m. to go to work.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hannah says, I am beyond grateful for her, and I love her so much, and she deserves so much. So there you go, Sarah. Antoine!
All right, let's shout out Dee Hopkins in Blacksburg from her daughter, Anne.
Woo!
Anne says, my mother has always been the spitting image of a strong woman. But since losing our beloved father last July, she's had to take on a lot more in the past year. I am so amazed by her strength and courage to continue on and provide for our family. She cares not only for her 3 children, but also the students at Virginia Tech's campus who come from afar. Mm-hmm. I know that she is loved and appreciated by all. Thank you, Mom, for everything you do for us.
There you go.
I love you.
That's Dee in the house. That takes us to our grand prize winner this week. Les Chevaux Spa Day is... Melissa Owen in Roanoke. What's up, Melissa?
Melissa.
So, Melissa, this is from her daughter, Jersey. And these are in Jersey's words. So, I'll read what she said. My mom is a strong mom because she always stands tall even when life knocks her down. She always keeps a smile on her face when she is around all 6 of her kids and their friends. She is always telling us everything is okay, even when she is struggling and doesn't know if things really will be okay. My mom has always been there for anyone and everyone, even when she is falling apart. And she continues to stand tall and proud of her family and friends. I know she is going through a lot, but we all just want her to know how much we love and support her. And that we are right here fighting with her through it all. And for her to never give up. Strong mom of the week, Melissa. She needs a spa day.
Yes, she deserves it.
She needs some chill time. So thank you to everyone who goes to K92Radio.com.
Yes, and thank you to Les Chevaux.
Les Chevaux in the house as well. And we'll do another one next week.
Yep.
So nominate your mom right now at K92Radio.com. Thang in the house. Monica Brooks is still in recovery, not from St. Patrick's Day celebrations, but from the big sleepover.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Bunch of young girls.
She showed
drama.
Me a video of all those girls screaming.
And Jared.
And her husband, her poor husband.
They were mad. They chased him downstairs, basically.
It looked like a mutiny on a pirate ship.
It did look like a mutiny. You're right.
they were so upset.
And they were just screaming, yar, yar, I'm a pirate.
And he's just like, I'll just go downstairs.
He just turned around.
Out in the
he
man
turned
cave.
Around and he left.
Yep. The video was so loud. It was too much for him.
That was a lot right there.
Yeah.
And you have 6 girls, and you had wide age range, too, which that usually sets off drama.
Mm-hmm.
But after everything, they all had a great time. You realize
They say that. They all make each other cry. That's what I don't understand about little girls is they have so much drama.
Yep.
They do this sleepover. It's like everybody hates everybody at some point in the night.
But then they get along.
And then in the morning, they always say, oh, so much fun. When do we get to do it again?
And that's what they say. They said, so when's the next sleepover?
A year.
And then one of my little nieces said, I thought I could stay for 2 days.
Oh, God, no. Get out of here.
I was like, 2 days?
Because it's family. It's actually family, so you can stay with family.
There's no school for some folks today. Yeah.
I didn't truly realize how exhausting kids' sleepovers were as an adult. Because you have to deal with them the whole night. They go to bed, never. And then they still wake up at 5 a.m. or whatever the heck it is. So you get no sleep.
No sleep, no.
Then they want, like, the entire Waffle House menu for breakfast the next morning.
Oh, yeah. Pancakes and bacon.
Right. They expect this gigantic spread.
Uh-huh.
And then they leave. And you're left with carnage. Your house looks like a fraternity took it over for the night.
It looked like a party. Mm-hmm. It looked like a true party.
Yep.
I mean, there was kinetic sand everywhere. Oh. That looks, because I don't know how it just ended up in random spots, but you know.
I blame you.
Yeah.
You should have put that away.
I know.
That's your fault. You deserve that.
But I felt like it was put away. And then they found it.
Yeah. They did. Yeah. It's like dog toys. You try to hide them and the dogs pull them all out anyway.
They got on each other's shoulders. Uh-huh. Got it out the cabinet.
Yeah. There it is.
That's how Monica gets stuff out of the cabinet too, because she's so short. So that's how it works. The battle is on. The bracket battle. It's the closest thing I have to basketball music. It is basketball.
It is basketball. It's NBA on NBC.
Yes. Well, look at you, Wikipedia. Congratulations.
But he knows basketball.
He does.
Basketball. He enjoys it, so.
Antoine, the newest member of the K92 Morning Thing, is basketball your favorite sport?
It's my favorite sport to play.
Do you love the way they dribble up and down the court? We can do that one if we
want. And it's funny. I love the sound of the sneakers squeaking on the floor.
So you enjoy basketball and you play basketball.
I love it.
You do all that.
Yes.
It is my least favorite of the major sports.
Unfortunate.
I would rather watch darts on television. Darts is surprisingly fun to watch on television, I will tell you right now.
I can't imagine.
They drink. They drink while they play darts.
But they're drinking, dangerous. Not you, but you're drinking by yourself.
Exactly, while
Fair
I watch
enough.
Darts.
Okay.
So I'm not drinking alone. I'm drinking with men who play darts. They don't drink while they play basketball. That'd be interesting if they did. So it is March Madness, which gets people all excited,
Monica.
It does.
Monica. Yeah, people are hyped.
Yeah. Right.
Not me. Jared's all about it.
Your husband loves it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. People always say to me, did you fill out your bracket? Like, nope.
No.
What do you mean no? I mean no. I don't want to.
You're not doing it this year. Nope. You're not doing the basketball bracket.
I have watched, and this blew Antoine's mind, but it is accurate, 0 seconds of basketball this basketball season, pro or college. Zero.
I don't understand how that's physically possible.
I haven't even accidentally watched 10 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how that's possible.
Because it's on everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere.
I watched some of
anywhere
it.
You went.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my house. And my kids don't put basketball on, so I don't watch it.
I don't like how you say basketball.
How do I say it?
Basketball. Like, it's
kind of a
I think you're shaking your head.
Scarlett and Clifton Ford, she's like me. She texts in 52353. She keeps getting Villanova, the basketball team, confused with Valencia, the Instagram filter. So I'm with you, girl.
Okay.
There probably is a Valencia in that tournament.
Yeah.
Bunch of Instagram filters in there.
There's not.
Does Ludwig have a team?
They do not, for the record.
Fine.
But you're going to change up the bracket.
I am.
You're going to change it up.
I've got my own bracket because Antoine decided, he said he's excited about March Madness.
I am.
You created a K92 Morning Thing pool.
Yes,
even.
I did.
So if you go to ESPN.
Yes.
And we'll put the links up on our stuff here at some point.
Search K92 Morning Thing.
It's there. Yep. And you fill out your bracket, and we will do a prize for whoever wins. I don't know what that prize is yet because
we'll
this is
out.
All new. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
We have
and
a month.
We're going to do a prize for mine as well as I introduce to you. Monica, you're going to like mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our Facebook page right now. The comfort food bracket. Yes.
Okay.
Who will be crowned the most ultimate comfort food?
Uh-oh.
I have taken the 8 of the most comforting and deliciousnesses of the world, and they will battle it out.
Okay.
And people listening, you guys will decide. It'll be your votes. So we'll put the votes. You can vote on Facebook.
Yeah.
We'll do different polls, and we'll keep track of the bracket. And voting will automatically get you entered for some prize as well. I don't know what that one is because we're figuring it out. So we have your number one seed, pizza.
Okay.
Number two, burgers. Number three, mac and cheese. Number four, bacon. These are all savory. I went with savory on the comfort food. Number five, mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
The number six seed coming out of the South region, fried chicken. Number seven, French fries. And the underdog, meatloaf.
Oh, meatloaf. Yeah, that's good stuff.
I have problems with your bracket already.
You do?
Yeah, I have snubs already.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's only eight. So who do you feel got snubbed in this one?
I feel like hot wings should be in there. Aside from fried chicken. No.
Well, you have fried chicken.
Yeah. No.
Hot wings I've never really seen. I love hot wings.
I love hot wings.
But I don't see them as a comfort food.
Yeah, they're so comforting.
They're like an action food to me.
When you go out for sports, and big gatherings, I look for the hot wings.
It's exercise
food.
But
when you lay back and you feel like you want to just eat.
Fried chicken. Yeah, exactly. I have a problem with your bracket because of, Narvelton State probably got snubbed or something. I don't know. Liberty's in there, right?
Liberty is.
They're going to win it all.
They are a 12 seed?
Yep. The first 12 seed to win it all in God knows how long.
They have a good chance to win. They have a good team.
They do have a good team. But could they defeat pizza? No way.
No.
No, they could not. I agree with you.
Liberty versus pizza, never going to happen. So we'll do the first matchup will debut tomorrow. Pizza versus Meatloaf.
All right.
Yes.
Will Meatloaf be able to dethrone King Pizza?
That's one heck of a Cinderella.
Yeah, it is. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't either, but we'll see what happens. Yeah. That's why Meatloaf is the number 8 seed.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to take on pizza. So if you want to see the bracket, it's up right now and it has pretty pictures of food on it, so you can do that.
Like that.
Uh-huh. And Antoine's little basketball thing.
So disrespectful.
Is that what it is? Do you search little basketball thing?
Do not.
What?
And it comes up? Is that what it is?
That's not what happens. You search K92 morning thing.
No, I'm excited for your bracket, too.
I'm excited for it, too.
That way, everyone who likes this little basketball thing... They can do that. This big basketball thing.
I told
you,
Jared's going to be in for that, and I'm going to be in for the comfort food.
And you're going to be in for the comfort food. And you're allowed to do both. I don't care. Enter his basketball thing. Enter my comfort food thing. It's good to go.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be Freddie Mac calling to check his facts. Freddie Mac's Fact Checker from the Senseless Bureau.
Good morning. This is Calvin.
Hey, Calvin. How are you this morning?
Pretty good.
Good. It's Mr. Mack. I'm calling from the U.S. Senseless Bureau. I just need 30 seconds of your time if I can ask you a couple questions as a citizen. We like to just check what we believe to be facts with the public. Starting with, would you be willing to let us use federal tax money to find a way to make sponges more absorbent?
No.
What?
Okay. And which side are you rooting for in the war on drugs?
Drugs? Well, which sides are there?
Oh, well, it's basically an open-ended question. I can't really feed you an answer for this one.
Okay. The abstainers.
Okay. And how often do you play with your Wii?
I don't have one.
If there was a breakfast war, do you think the French toast would surrender to the English muffin?
Definitely.
No.
Okay. And instead of road salt in the wintertime, should we use road pepper since it's already black and it would blend in better?
Oh, God. Well, yeah, something like that, sure, yeah.
And how much longer do you think Dippin' Dots will be the ice cream of the future?
Because it's today.
Man. Well, probably my lifetime at least.
Okay. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how cuddly are you?
Well, you'll have to ask my wife that one.
Would you like to see hard liquor come in juice box form?
No.
Right. And do you prefer spam the meat or spam the email?
No, I don't eat spam.
What?
You don't like spam?
I haven't eaten it since I was a kid.
Do you think you would look cooler with a mullet?
Am I an African American? Is that what you're asking me?
No, sir. That's not what I'm asking, no.
And I'm paying my taxes for this shit? No wonder we're in such bad shape.
Would you be willing to drive a car that's run on static electricity?
No, I'm not interested. Something is wrong. I think you got the wrong damn number.
Well, now that we know each other a little bit, do you mind if I call you Baby Cakes? Or do you prefer Sweet Cheeks?
I believe you're a dummy. Mm-hmm. You belong at the state hospital, not working for the government.
All right, and you don't have to insult me, sir. I'm just, it's just a job I have to do.
If you do that job, I think you're a dumbass. And I think the government is wasting a whole lot of money on you. The government is paying people like you to call and ask me these stupid questions?
Okay.
He's checking his facts for the government. Freddie Mac's Fact Checker from the Senseless Bureau.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Things are not looking good for Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott.
Oh, no.
Did you know he had to cancel one of his concerts because Kylie was on his case?
Yeah,
she was upset with him, so he was like, I'm sorry, I got to cancel. I don't feel good. No, actually, she went through his phone and caught him cheating.
Really?
That's what sources say.
Boy, and they people said that, are stupid. They keep way too much on their phones.
Well, I think now that we have the details on Khloe Kardashian and her drama, that all the sisters are checking on their men.
Yeah. The antennae and perked up.
Mm-hmm. Really, they have, yes. And so Kylie has been checking up on him, and she found evidence that says that he's been cheating. And it doesn't help, too, that now she's self-made billionaire. That's her title.
Yeah.
I know. I like to call her self-made.
Yeah, quotations. That is an interesting thing because she recently, her net worth became billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she became the youngest self-made billionaire. And I'm doing air quotes on that one, too, because, I mean, she starts in that family, though. So there's money there.
Already money. Yeah. So they say that he probably has an issue with her being a billionaire.
I say it all the time.
And also, he's on tour a lot.
Yeah. You get those relationships where the woman is way more successful than the man. It is challenging because it's just sort of dude nature.
But he's a millionaire and he has a great
He's not a billionaire.
He's not a billionaire.
He's not a billionaire. You know? He's not even close. Yeah.
He canceled.
Yep.
He canceled that concert.
And they're not even married yet, so he can't even jump in on the billionaire train to be like, we Mm-mm. are a couple. Right, yeah. We are a billionaire, like Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Nope. There's nothing there for that one. Oh, you're calling Jay-Z like a little...
No, I didn't. No. I didn't say that.
All right. Next.
Don't get me in trouble
Thank
with the
you.
Beehive. The Bayhive or whatever. All right. Mama June's in trouble.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mama June.
Here's the opposite side.
All that weight.
This is not a self-made billionaire.
Who's Mama June?
Mama June, if you know, back in the day, she had her little baby June. What was her name?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Do you remember?
And the pageant queen.
I'm with you now. I'm with you now.
Yeah, little pageant girl. And Mama June, she took over reality TV with her weight loss and surgery and all that stuff.
And?
Well, now she has a new boyfriend in her life named Gino. They got caught up in Alabama smoking crack.
Oh, okay. So that's how she lost all that weight.
Mama June, what they did, they arrested both of them. They had pipes and needles and all kinds of duh.
Yeah.
But she's been released, so hopefully she gets her life back on track.
Mm. Yeah, that's not super surprising in that situation. Where's that kid?
She did Dancing with the Stars, the kid version.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay. Recently, right?
Yeah, Little Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, Honey Boo Boo.
She's Honey Boo Boo. There is no other Boo Boo. Yes. She's the only Boo Boo. She's not Little Boo Boo.
Is there a little owie somewhere? No. But yeah, so she's doing the kid version of
okay. Dancing with us. How old is she now? You would assume it's been at least 10 years,
I think,
right?
She's like 15 or
That's
something
it?
Like that. 15 or 16. She's still young because she started when she was like little.
Seven or something, right? Yeah.
There's certain people where it blows my mind how young they are. I mean, Rihanna isn't even 30 yet. What is she, 26, 27 years old, something like
She's still that young,
I don't know. I think she is.
Because she started early.
Yeah.
What, you forget? Two? I don't
know. Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar. Pick out the liar, and you win the prize. Is it me? Isaac stepped in pee twice.
I, Monica, partied hard on St. Patty's Day.
I, Antoine, love cleaning.
Who is the liar? Let's go to Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Tiffany, who do you think is the liar?
Antoine.
I think it's Antoine because what crazy person would love cleaning? That's just ridiculous. Well, Tiffany... Yes. No, he loves cleaning. That's what we're learning about Antoine today.
Instant gratification when you clean.
Really? Yeah.
Organized cleaning. You get instant gratification for doing it.
I mean, I enjoy when stuff is clean, but I definitely do not enjoy the process. You like the process even.
Yeah, like when you're moving things around and you're cleaning, then you look at your finished product, you put in that work.
Okay.
Do you have music going or anything like that?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's my mother's fault. She played Motown.
Okay.
Whenever she would clean a house. So now I have to have music.
So was your house very, very clean? Like all the time?
Not all the time, but when it's time to clean, it's time to clean.
Would you like to come over, say, once or twice a week?
I would not.
Exactly. To hire you.
I tell you what, Monica, when I found out this morning, I showed Antoine the new K92 Morning Thing office. And I said, I got a project for you.
Ooh, oh, yes. And it's a project. And
I'm dirty and horrible in
I'm
there.
Jump
so,
all over
not
it.
Him. Let's see. Who else is there? Let's say good morning to Holly. Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Hi, who do you think is the liar? You have Zach or Monica?
Zach.
Okay, you think it's me. I didn't step in pee once but twice. Oh, I'm sorry. That is, in fact, true.
Mm.
I am not the liar.
Oh, gosh. That sucks.
Oh, my God. Two times. Same day. Barefoot. Both times.
I was going to ask. Did you have socks on or something?
No. I had my wife and kids are out of town, so it was not their pee. But
Wait, what?
I have two dogs.
Little dog is?
We are dog sitting for a third dog. And that dog is very little. That dog is about the size of a mouse. I mean, tiny.
Tiny little
tiny.
Thing.
We're talking 4 or 5 pound dog. And that dog loves to just, you know,
a little bit.
A dog like that you have to let out every 12 minutes is what I'm learning. And I learned this because I stepped in pee when I walked into the kitchen and didn't see it. I'm like, oh, is this a melted ice cube? Oh, no. No, it is not. And then I also have an elderly dog who's a jerk who just likes to pee on the floor for no reason. And that one was at 5 o'clock in the morning in the dark when I was trying to let the dog out.
It's out of Marcus territory.
And the dog said, no need. You don't need to let me out. I've peed right here.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yep. So that was awesome. That was that was how I started my day. That was my Saturday. Monica Brooks, let's see. There's just you left, so let's get somebody else in here. We have Chris C. Hello, Chris C.
Hi.
All right, Chris. Monica. Is it Monica or Monica? Yes, it is Monica.
Yeah, lying.
No St. Patrick's Day party for you.
No, no.
None?
No, it was birthday party, so we had a sleepover.
But you had all these intentions of going out anyway.
Yeah, I was like, well, maybe once the girls go to sleep. But they did not go to sleep. I fell asleep before they did.
Because we talked about it.
Yeah.
We talked about...
It was like, I probably wait. They'll go to sleep around 10 o'clock or something like
you
that.
You actually believed at an 11-year-old sleepover.
And it didn't happen. I'm like, I can't. I'm exhausted. I'm going to sleep. But I went to sleep before the girls did. And they were talking, you know, with sleepovers and young girls. They sit there and they say, okay, we're going to stay up 24 hours. And I'm like, no. We're going to stay up. Who's going to stay up the latest?
No.
No.
I know. Why is that always the contest? It's always the contest.
Who can hang the longest?
Oh, my God. I am so terrified, too, as a parent, Monica, is we're getting to that age. It's pretty soon where the kids are going to be staying up longer than we are.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I'm there.
I know.
I'm there.
I'm not a fan of this. I want them going to bed. So then I can have adult time. There is no adult time anymore.
Mm-mm.
When they're up all the time. What is it? 11, 12 years old? Is that when this starts?
I think so.
I
got to
get my kids their own apartment then. I can't.
They can have their sleepovers.
That's the only solution.
Whenever they want.
That's what it's going to have to be.
Get the tiny house.
I need a tiny house.
Tiny house in your backyard.
So I'm just going to go live in that tiny house all by myself. I got a letter. Letters, lots and lots of letters, and they're sent to us from you. You can always hit us up and hit up Monica if you want to be on Let's Be Honest or Hook Up or Hang Up or any of those things. Sometimes they come to me.
Mm-hmm.
They like my opinions. That's what I mean. It's addressed Dear Thang, but I'm the one who got it. So it's from not Allison. She would like to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Get ready for this and start thinking about, like, do you have a dating deal breaker? Is there something that it's a small thing, but to you is a big thing? Here it goes. She says, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year, and I just found out that he pretty much never brushes his teeth.
Bye.
What? What, huh?
Like, ever.
No.
I never noticed it until recently. And when I asked him about it, he said, it hurts and makes my gums bleed. Which one could probably argue
that's
that.
That's because you don't brush your teeth.
Yeah, yeah. His breath is not bad. And he uses mouthwash every day. But that's it.
That's not good enough.
And I just can't get it out of my head that he never brushes his teeth. I mean, is this a deal breaker?
I think so.
Well, you're
Send him to a dentist.
Well, she's a year in now.
Right. She's kind of invested. This is not a first date, and you find out, hey, do you brush your teeth? Because you never think to ask that question. But maybe you need to.
Yes, you have that conversation. You say, okay, see a dentist and brush your teeth.
But he says he doesn't want to. And if he's using mouthwash and his breath doesn't, so maybe the mouthwash, he's using Act.
But when he does brush his teeth, they bleed. His gums, he's bleeding gums.
I know.
That's rough.
From the Simpsons, he's bleeding gums. He has to go to the dentist.
So I get it. So the question becomes, do you have a deal breaker?
That's one for sure.
Well, I know that for you.
It's a hygiene health issue.
Yes, it is.
I think those are like the most common. So like for me, like that's like health, like smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
On top of the smell. The smell is absolutely
You can't handle it.
Because the smell gets stuck in everything, but it's also a health thing.
Okay.
So like that's like the number one. That's my number one deal breaker.
All right. Mine was always if someone said they couldn't cook. They were out for me. That was it. Straight up out. I don't care how hot you are. If you say you can't cook, that was a major red flag. Well, and that's the way I took it is it's fine if you can't cook, but anyone can learn. Okay, you can try. So to me, that says, I don't feel like trying. I'm never going to deal with it. That's your problem forever. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I can't cook. You know, so it's as if a man said, I can't do laundry. You know,
it's like, whatever. Come on in. Yeah. You can.
Exactly.
You can. You just choose not to.
Exactly. So that was always a deal breaker for me.
Yeah. Having a job. I mean, because some people now, I think
they're going to school, but
I feel like a lot of people now, especially younger, they're like, okay, I'm in school. I'm staying with parents or something, which in certain cases, okay, I get, but I think you can still work, do a little something.
And
get something.
So even if like they're in college, they're in grad, well, not grad school.
So if they're in school, do they still have to work for
you? Yeah, that's the question.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Wow. I'll do a little something.
Kids
Jared
like,
was working.
I'm a junior in high school. Can't I just do my homework?
Nope. No, you gotta work.
You That's gotta go crazy. Mop at Burger King. Get going.
Be active. Do okay. something. Yes.
Work.
Work.
Fair enough. That's good. There it is. 52353. If you have a dating deal breaker, and it could be, it's good. Tiny. Seems insignificant to other people. And yeah, the tooth, people don't brush their teeth, I guess.
Whoa. A year, though.
Yeah, it's a long time. I know.
A year so without invested. Noticing.
Well, he months. Never brushes his teeth. Next, I got crazy words. Do you know what a zarf is yet, Monica?
Zarf?
Do you have a guess? What's a zarf?
I have a guess.
I'll tell you this much. You use your zarf a lot.
I do?
Yes, you use a zarf quite often.
I just changed my guess.
I've seen you use a zarf before.
My guess just changed.
Yeah. Hey, 92. Morning thing. Monica, Zach, Antoine in the house. Brand new Anger Diary tomorrow on your Angry Tuesday.
Angry.
I'm going to do some learning time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A little learning, right?
Yeah.
Convince yourself at least. What's fun is when you know the definition of goofy things, like funny words or random things, because then you can be a hit at parties. That's what I always say. Be a hit at parties. So I have three different words.
Okay.
And you guys have to guess the meaning of the word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm ready.
The first one is zarf.
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 Zarf. You said we use this all the time.
I've seen Monica use a zarf.
A zarf?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yep, Monica regularly uses a zarf.
I love my zarf.
I believe, no, Antoine did not use a zarf today.
Whew, okay.
He didn't use one today. My mirror.
You think a zarf is a mirror?
Yeah.
Okay. And just that's another word for mirror, and you've never heard it.
Look into my zarf.
Look into my zarf. Antoine.
I'm going to say, because now I'm looking at Monica. I'm going to say a cowbell, because she used a cowbell earlier today.
Zarf.
Zarf.
Zarf is that little cardboard sleeve thingy that goes on your coffee.
Oh!
That's a zarf!
That's a zarf!
Look, she's touching her zarf right now!
I am touching my zarf.
Look at you fondling your zarf!
I'm zarfless.
Now I just want to order another coffee just so I can say, please add my, put an extra zarf in it.
Excuse me, ma'am, you forgot my zarf.
Where's my zarf?
And then they're going to say, you're what? I have
what
no
are you
idea.
About?
Yeah, allegedly. That's what a zarf is.
Okay.
Antoine's coffee does not have a zarf on it today.
You're zarfless.
I am zarfless.
It's an insulated mug all on its own. It's a zarf-free environment for him.
Okay.
Okay, next one. I actually knew what this was.
Aglet.
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 My aunt Aglet.
Your aunt Aglet.
No,
it's a thing.
Uh-huh.
That's Aglet backwards, but that's, let me see.
Aglet.
Aglet. I can tell, let me see. I don't know, looking at you, whether either of you currently have an aglet on you. You might.
We might.
I do not currently have an aglet on
me. You don't at all?
Nope, I don't have an aglet.
I'm going to go with a piece of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of jewelry.
Like a bracelet.
Okay, so
I was thinking an anklet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you think it's an anklet.
I was thinking an anklet. Uh-huh.
And I know, when you look at me, you think, yeah, well, he occasionally wears an anklet. There's no doubt about it. Yep. Aglet.
Aglet.
Is that little plastic thingy on the end of your shoelace that allows it. I don't know if you guys have laces on your shoes or
I
not.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have an aglet.
So you have aglets.
I have aglets.
That's a little aglet right there. My shoes aglets. Don't have laces, so I am aglet free today.
You don't like laces.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly my hatred of aglets. You know me and my aglet hating. So, final one right now. We're just coming up with stupid words. Well, they're not coming up with them. They're real words. Please define.
Tittle.
Piddly D.
Tittle.
Oh, tittle.
Tittle.
I heard piddle.
I did too.
I heard piddle.
Tittle.
It's tittle.
Tittle.
T-I-T-T-L-E.
What can you tell us about it? Can you give us any kind of little
What can I tell you about a tittle?
You have a tittle?
I do not.
You like to tittle? Like,
I mean, I use the tittle.
We had to think on it a little bit.
Could you spell it?
T-I-T-T-L-E.
Okay. Origin, please.
So now we're playing spelling bee games around here. Let's see. When the tittle is something that, how do I give you a hint?
I know.
That doesn't completely give it away. It has to do with language.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm
language and writing and things like
a tittle.
That. A tittle. Sometimes you may be writing and you have forgotten your tittle.
Okay. I forgot. Okay, maybe a pencil. Pen. Okay. My tittle. I need my tittle to write.
Someone might be, maybe your daughter is doing penmanship in mm-hmm. school and she would get a grade off because she did not use the tittle.
I'm going to say an accent mark.
Okay, an accent mark. An accent sort mark. Of like that. When they do that.
Exactly. She got her period.
Uh huh.
Put a period. Put okay. a dot on it.
Monica is close.
Tittle.
It's the little dot above the J. That's your tittle.
Oh, that's my tittle.
Uh-huh. So you're going to put that there. There
it is. I was close. I feel like my thing goes above.
Yeah. But Monica's did have the same shape. It's yeah, just it's the period that goes above the J. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Monica. Useless
Look
information.
At that.
Now you can go to work today and talk about aglets, zarfs, and tittles and tell everyone what they are. Yeah. So you learned something, but I don't know. Did you really?
Well, maybe someone's going off and they're going to play, you know, Jeopardy. And they're like, a tittle? Zach Jackson brought it up.
Yep.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.